Victory 91.5. That's enough. And I don't know if that's Trisha Brock or just Trisha. It just says Trisha.
That is Trisha Brock.
Okay. All right. Risenstein, Ray Haynes.
Thanks for clarifying. I'm proud of you for knowing an artist, though. I really am.
Thank you. Other than Carrie Jobe and Bethel.
Yes.
And the question is, do you know the band she came from?
I do.
I do, too. I just can't think of it.
It wasn't Superchick.
Superchick, yes.
Ooh.
Ba-bam.
This from the man that didn't even know Toby Mac was in a band.
Yeah.
Way predated Salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings.
You're a quick study.
All right. Ray has been teaching on the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, and the wedding, and this ties it up into a nice little bow.
This is the bow, just so you can kind of attach all the pieces. So when all of this happened, the Feast of Weeks goes through 1,500 years after the first when you arrive at Pentecost with all of the disciples and the apostles all in this upper room.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Observant Jews stay up the entire night discussing and studying the Torah the night before.
Right.
That's because that was when the word was given to them, right?
Mm.
They missed the wedding. They blew that concept badly, but they got the concept that the word was important. So the discussion revolves around the opening and closing scriptures of each book of the Bible and the entire book of Ruth, because Ruth took place at the time of the harvest. As a Gentile, she joined the tribe of Judah with her marriage to Boaz. And, of course, from the line of Judah comes Jesus, who also redeemed for himself a Gentile bride. So Ruth is a Gentile brought into the kingdom. So And that was the birth of the church happens as they're reading Ruth when the Gentile is brought into the kingdom and into the line of Jesus. It's like
A different house that Ruth built.
Yeah.
Not Yankee Stadium.
No, this is totally different Ruth. But the amazing thing is, to this day, they study the book of Ruth on Pentecost Sunday and, you know, miss that point. It's just like, ah. Okay, two realities. Sinai. In the morning, thousands of Jews wind their way towards the site of the temple, pour into the Western Wall Plaza for prayers that celebrate, number one, being God's chosen people, the birth of Judaism, and commit themselves to follow the law that was written by God on tablets of stone. 1,550 years later in Jerusalem, this time the Holy Spirit came with tongues of fire and a loud wind that attracted thousands who became the people of God. Launched the birth of the church with God writing the law on our hearts. This is where the old covenant met the new covenant. There are seven feasts. Israel is commanded to appear before the Lord for three of the seven. The solemn feasts. Israel was to do no work. Unleavened bread. 50 days later, weeks. 4 months later, tabernacles. So very special time. It's coming up this weekend. First fruits and the seven-day feast of unleavened bread speaks of Jesus as the firstborn becoming the first fruits of many.
Mm-hmm.
The feast of weeks, Pentecost, is the birth of that harvest of fruits. So
the offering and then the establishing of the church?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the harvest. In the fall, the Feast of Tabernacles is actually the birth of Christ.
Mm.
So this is also the birth of John the Baptist right now, Pentecost. So John 4, don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest? Until you open your eyes, look at the fields, they're ripe for harvest. Even now the one who reaps draws a wage in the harvest, a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. So the days and the years we're living in right now are the summer months. We're in the harvest, and our primary job is the harvest. So it's not God's job. By type, by shadow, by all these feasts and scriptures, we can't wait for the fall feasts. We're not supposed to wait for the fall feasts. Jesus said, don't wait for the fall feasts. So what our lives end up being is like these 40 days in the wilderness. It's a shadow of the church. The Israelites coming out of Egypt, we're facing lack and fear, desire for sin, opportunities for faith and provision, attack from our enemies, and opportunities to lead. And let me tell you what, as you just go look up 40 years in scripture, and you will run into so many fascinating things. The rain in Noah's day fell for 40 days.
Right.
manna for 40 years. Mm-hmm. God, Moses was on the mountain 40 days, right? Again, 40 days. The spies in the land, 40 days. God made Israel wander 40 years. There's 40 stripes was a maximum whipping penalty. God allowed the land to rest for 40 years.
Wow.
God, Israel did evil. God gave them to an enemy for 40 years. Goliath presented himself for 40 days. That's an enemy. David and Solomon both reigned for 40 years. God gave Nineveh 40 days to repent. You had Jesus fasting 40 days and 40 nights, tempted 40 days, remained on earth 40 days after the resurrection. And finally, women are pregnant for 40 weeks. It's that time of testing, which every guy is glad he didn't have to go through. But all of that is a type of the church age. So it is what it is, like it or not. This is our calling, is to work our way towards that Feast of Weeks, towards Pentecost. The date is unknown. Our future, all of that is the pursuit of God in a way that is unknown. We don't get to choose the hour, the date of an encounter. We just have to pursue it.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you for your pursuit and your study and your prayer and the writing that it took to unpack this for us today.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
If you were listening to this morning and you have a printer, you're more than welcome to make yourself your own MDiv and put that on the wall. You're also encouraged to go to the Victory 91.5 Facebook page. All of this is posted, including Ray's notes. And that might just be a fun thing to do through Memorial Day weekend. If you're out doing some yard work, throw the headphones on and listen to this again and hear it afresh as the Bible comes alive. I am very excited because Sunday morning at our church at Revolution, the start of a series on the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. So
this is appropriate.
This is a nice little entree. Will there be hot dogs in our future?
Doubt
it's Memorial Day weekend. We had the barbecue yesterday, and that kind of put us off.
The barbecue.
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. And as we said this morning, there's macaroni and cheese, and there's macaroni and cheese. All right, Paul is next. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend from Reisenstein.